There's a very interesting anecdote that's found in the Talmud. It's in Gemara and Ksubis. The Talmud teaches that Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rav Yitzchak, when he would come to a wedding, he would dance in almost a wild way in front of the bride. And more than that, he would juggle with three myrtle branches. He would take three myrtle branches, throw up one up in the air and catch that one and throw up another one, pretty much celebrating and dancing and jumping in a way of complete abandon of any deference to his esteemed position as a great rabbi. Imagine this great rabbi carrying on, dancing, juggling, jumping all over the place. And the Talmud says that another one of the Amoraim, another rabbi, Rav Zeira, was embarrassed for the way that Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak was carrying on. Rav Zeira thought that Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak was making a fool of himself. So Rav Zeira went over to Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak and said to him, "You're embarrassing us. You're being mezazel and kavratera. You're cheapening the respect and honor that one of high Torah stature should be having. We should be conducting ourselves in a lot more dignified manner. Why are you like fooling around and jumping and juggling and complete abandoning any self-worth and just carrying on like that in front of a kala? Of course it's a mitzvah to dance in front of a bride, but the way that you're carrying on, people are going to come to respect Torah scholars less." But then the Talmud continues that when Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak passed away, Rav Zeira saw that there was a pillar of fire that separated him from everyone else, meaning a supernal, divine, infinite revelation. That means that Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak reached such a high level, way above all the other Torah scholars from his generation. And Rav Zeira understood that Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak was correct indeed, that the foolish, ridiculous way he carried on, the way he wildly danced, was indeed the right thing to do. And Rav Zeira said the following, and then the Talmud brings three versions of what Rav Zeira said. Ahanyele shaitile saba, the olive branch that the elder used to dance with helped him in his relationship with God, the shaitya, the olive branch. Or another version, ahanyele shtusele saba, the foolishness. The word shaitya, branch, could also be read, is another version as shtuse. The foolishness that the elder showed helped him. Or a third version, ahanyele shitse lesaba, the shita, the ideology that the elder had of acting in such a foolish way helped him in his relationship with God. So the word could be read either olive branch, foolishness, or ideology. Now, of course, we understand that this has to be explained because foolishness, shtus, and shita, ideology, seem to be opposites. Unless, of course, we say that he had an ideology of acting foolish. That his shita, his ideology, was to act irrationally. In his case, with the olive branch. What does this mean? So tonight and tomorrow is the holy day of the 10th of Shvat, which is the day that Lubavitcher Rebbe Nesidereinu assumed the mantle of leadership in 1951, exactly a year after his father-in-law passed away. On this day of the 10th of Shvat, it's also the Yortzeit of the previous Rebbe. And every year on this day, since 1951, the Rebbe recommended that we all learn the Maimer, the Hasidic discourse that his father-in-law gave, to be learned on the day that he would pass away. Because the 10th of Shvat is also the Yortzeit of the previous Rebbe's grandmother, Rebbe Tzin Rivka. So he gave a Maimer, he gave this Hasidic discourse, he said to learn it on the 10th of Shvat, and he ended up passing away on that day. So our Rebbe, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, saw this discourse as a mission statement, as a modus operandi, and as directives for our generation, the last generation, the generation that has to bring Mashiach. The Rebbe saw this discourse as the previous Rebbe almost giving us over instruction of what needs to be done to bring Mashiach. And in this Maimer, the previous Rebbe explains that the purpose of the creation of the world, what's going to bring Mashiach, is to transform all darkness to light, in the language of the Zohar, which according to Hasidus means, what does it mean to transform darkness to light? It means to show how everything is essentially godliness and to redeem everything in the world by using it for God and revealing the holiness that's in it. Now, seemingly, we would think that the one thing that's incorrigible, that can't be redeemed, is when we all act foolish. You know, we all act foolish at times. We act irrationally. And in fact, the Talmud teaches that all sin that we ever do, we've all made mistakes, we've all sinned, and that always comes when we act irrationally, when we're not thinking properly, when we forget or veer off the truth. As the Talmud says, that all sin comes from a ruach shtus, from a spirit of folly, from the fact that we're not in our right minds. You know, in modern courts, people that plead temporary insanity usually get off the hook. But the Talmud says that really all sin is temporary insanity. So the Rebbe Ayatz, the previous Rebbe, asks, if the purpose of all of creation, bringing Mashiach, is turning all darkness to light, how is it possible to turn the fact that we become so irrational sometimes, that we veer off the path that our intellect tells us that we should be doing, that we often do, in the words of Mel Brooks, what we know we ought not to do but do anyway? How could we possibly reveal divinity in the fact that so often we act so foolish? And the answer the Talmud is teaching us, the previous Rebbe explains, is to make an ideology of acting foolishly, irrationally, when you serve God. You know how you redeem that foolishness that we often suffer from? By not just having a cool, composed, rational, proper, measured, temperate, convenient, mediocre, lukewarm devotion to God. We redeem that foolishness by being crazy in our devotion to God, by sometimes doing things that are absolutely insane for God, that are irrational. Be crazy about God. Be hopelessly devoted to God. The normal thing would be to dance in front of a bride. Reb Shmuel b'Reb Yitzchak, his ideology was being foolish, acting like a fool just to gladden the bride, to gladden the kala. He made an ideology of it. And Ahanileh, it helped him. And it caused him to have the ultimate connection with God. And therefore, our Rebbe says that therefore, since our generation has to bring that pillar of fire called Mashiach to the world, we all have to have this holy foolishness and be devoted to God and serve God and do things for God that we think a lot of times are not rational and not normal, beyond what we would consider to be a normal level of devotion. No, be crazy about God. And the reason that our generation specifically has to make sure to serve God in this crazy way, one reason the Rebbe explains, is because the only way to fight our craziness is transforming that craziness to holiness. Our animal soul and our lower desires are crazy, and therefore the way to combat them is not by intellect, because the animal soul, as we said, makes us go against intellect. Our passions aren't impressed by intellect. The only part of our souls that could overcome, therefore, the animalistic passions is a transcendent, godly aspect of our soul, which is above intellect. We can't just be coldly intellectual. We have to know that inside we have a piece of God in us that's above intellect. And that we reveal only when we go beyond what we would consider a normal level of being religious, of being connected to God. But there's another reason the Rebbe says, and that we will leave for tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.